Welcome to Casuals of Runeterra, not a normal episode, so there's no episode number. I'm your host, Ryan, here with the other host, Edge.
This is episode one of our special series that is going to only be one episode long. This is the feature movie.
Yeah, no, this look, you know what? We did an update episode before, and people seem to like that avenue of delivering updates and short form information instead of it being crammed in between our episodes, right? So you have to go listen to an episode to find out what an update is based on our day-to-day or shenanigans coming up in the future. But here you go. This is an update about the MMO. So if you are on the internet, which most of us are, you've probably seen a big rustling of the feathers because Riot Trindamir himself, the CPO, came out and pretty much said, hey, the MMO's not coming out anytime soon, which we knew, but it's coming out a lot later than you thought, which we didn't know.
Yeah.
And the work we've done is essentially scrapped and we're starting over, which is...
I feel like this is punishment specifically for me because like we have a nice batch of episodes now of me constantly saying give us the MMO.
Yeah. Is it our fault?
Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies? So we're gonna go through his message because it was multiple threads, and obviously somebody took that off of Twitter and made it more legible. And then we read through that and kind of just highlighted pieces to talk through. So the first part that we hit is a line that says, yes, we are still working on the game. So that's good, right? That's kind of a little bit vague. There's no details yet on what the game was because I personally feel if you're doing something this big of a switch for one of the most anticipated things in gaming, from one of the biggest companies in gaming, you might want to tell us where you're going from, right? This happened with Overwatch when the Titan Project, as it was labeled for so long, which was supposed to be their spin on their MMO approach, turned into Overwatch. And they spoke about where they were at when they made that shift, and it gave people some ease. It gave, you know, obviously timeline got extended, but then we got Overwatch, and we could see the correlation. Like, obviously, they're going to let us know, you know, the development shift after the game comes out, because that's part of, hey, give them some more content. But I think after releasing something like this, that's going to be a good follow-up. Is tell us what you had.
Yeah, like, I mean, because if we look at, like, the games that were successful after having essentially scrapped the early development stuff and picking up from, basically step one, the first game that comes to mind for me is Final Fantasy 14. Mm-hmm. And 14, if anyone was out there that played, like, the original beta or even, like, original alpha, and then into that initial launch before we got Realm Reborn, the game was very different. Not so much visually, but like mechanically, the game was very different.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you know, when they decided to like, hey, we're going to go backwards and we're going to scrap the vast majority of this and fix it. Like, we at least had an idea of what they had going. Yeah. And this is not anywhere in that same vein, because even with the fighting game, like before we got to the point of this year where we're starting to see that see the game in action, we have like, you know, a working title and everything. Leading up to this point, they have always been very transparent as far as like where they were at with the game and giving us little clips and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the MMO, we have never gotten any of that. It's which is kind of weird. It's the first Riot project where they're not being transparent, and the first time they are being transparent is we threw it all in the dumpster. So it's kind of a weird spot, but I mean, if we're looking at like Riot's track record, like at the very least, I want to have faith that we're going to get more information. But they've even said that it's like it's not going to be soon that we're going to get that info. So I just now we got to be patient. I don't know.
So that takes us to the next lines, which is after a lot of reflection and discussion, we've decided to reset the direction of the project some time ago. So they've made this decision a while ago, and they're now telling us now, recently. Like, I think it was last week. And then it says, we don't believe you all want an MMO that you've played before with a Runeterra coat of paint. Now, this line, I immediately read and laughed because I think that's what a lot of people want, right? Because MMOs are so many different types of genre in one and can be so many different things in a live environment, a living environment, that to say this, it's a bit weird because it's not like a fighting game where you know what a fighting game is going to be. It's going to be one versus one or two versus two. It's going to be, you know, either 3D or 2D, but you have the idea of what the fighting genre entails. It could be a platform fighter, which would be an extent on that, but you're not going to get something magically completely new, right? They're not going to throw items on the screen. There's not going to be quests while you're fighting each other. Like, there's not going to be that kind of shaking up of the genre. So I don't know if that last line about the just, hey, Runeterra coat of paint means that everyone felt that way. It might be half and half.
I think that, you know, I would love to get like some more feedback. Like, if you do take the time to listen to this episode, like, this is the statement that I would want to see the most feedback on, because yeah. I'm with you on this one, Ryan, where it's like, yeah, we just want an MMO with the Runeterra paint, because yeah. I think like the thing that would have set it apart from your other MMOs is the world of Runeterra. I mean, like, that's why we started this show, is because the world itself is incredible.
They have good paint.
The paint's good. Like, you went to Sherwin-Williams. Like, just go ahead and paint it up and let's go. So I'm with you on that one. But, I mean, maybe that's just us, you know, kind of being more of the old guard. And maybe there is, like, with this next generation of gamers, that they do want to see something new and different. So I would love to hear everyone's feedback on specifically this statement. But I also had a chuckle, because it's like the idea of, like, scrapping all of your work because you want it to feel different from every other game is kind of backwards to game design. Because, like, all of the most successful games, especially within, like, the last 10 years, took good ideas from good games and then built around those ideas. Like, that's
Fortnite's a great example.
Fortnite's a wonderful example.
Yeah, out with the game they wanted to make, and then they saw how battle royales took off, saw where they fit into that, and then they pivoted and people followed.
Yep. And that's the reality of this market, is that, you know, you take the good things from other games and then put your twist on it. And Riot is now saying that that's not what they want to do. They want to go from the ground up.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see if, you know, other people agree with Riot on this one, or if it was like, yeah, we would have been happy with Runeterra paint.
Yeah, it's like Hetch and I usually talk about, you know, when we get into, like, the political ideologies of Runeterra and how they intermingle. And take the good, leave the bad is something that always comes to my mind in this situation, where you have plenty of examples of MMOs that just were MMOs but had bad paint. So you just painting it with a coat of Runeterra actually does give it some validity, because there aren't that many that have the wealth of lore and valuable lore to attach to the MMO property to give it, to even call it a proper MMO attempt. So that follows into the next two lines, which add more to the concern, which is, with this new direction, I'm excited to introduce Fabrusu as the new, and that's their tag, I think, on Twitter, as the new executive producer of the MMO. Okay. And then also under VJ, I think it's the Cars management, we built a key components of the technical foundation to create the kind of ambitious game we're talking about. We're grateful for VJ's leadership and that he'll be a part of the game leadership team going forward as the technical director. So we have a shift in leadership on this project, which we've known about when Ghostcrawler took a break. Obviously, I think this is, you know, you had pros and cons of him leaving when he made that announcement to do something else. And I think this goes into the cons territory of, it seems like they're not keeping anything that he participated in or worked on, which that's a big question mark. Because I'm not too familiar, like supposedly VJ worked with BioWare and at Riot itself on some big stuff. And that's cool and all, or sorry, not VJ, Fabrisu, the executive producer. So they have experience there. I don't know.
Yeah, like this one is just kind of like wild as far as going along with the other updates, because it's one thing as far as saying that you want to, you know, kind of rebuild your game and then like we're just scrapping all the work and going from the ground up, but having like two big major shifts of leadership that's over that team, as well as scrapping everything, like that's a lot. Like that's a lot of change going into like what is a team environment, because yeah, you know, this isn't just, you know, two people working on a game, right? Like this is two people that are now going to be the forerunners of this massive team that's working on the game. To me, that speaks of a lot of change that they're not telling us about, because there's no way that the dynamic of what the team was like before that is going to be the same after, you know, losing Ghostcrawler, scrapping all of your work, and then introducing two new leadership positions. Like, yeah. That's a lot. So I agree with you. It's cause for concern, but for what it's worth, you know, bringing back up Final Fantasy 14, they saw like they had a huge shift in their team, especially at the leadership level, when they were like, okay, no, we have to scrap this and get back to work. And I mean, A Realm Reborn is one of the best MMOs out there right now. So it's not unheard of for it to be a good thing, but combined with the other information of everything's gone and no, we've decided to scrap all of this a while ago and we just didn't tell you, with such a transparent company, it's like that's all this is kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then we wrap up with an even more concerning line. So Hetch has done a great job of actually bringing me down from the bridge, right? Specifically with the Final Fantasy reference, because in their documentary, which is great, you should go watch it. It's free on YouTube, I believe, both parts. And they did go through some major changes on a game that was released that revitalized that game in a historically forever remembered way for the better. But this last line, or last couple of lines, is we will be going dark for a long time, like several years. So remember, a couple is two, a few is three or more, and several is seven or more. So any of our older listeners, listen, stay healthy, eat your fruits and vegetables, get exercise, make sure you stretch. You gotta stay around, man. You gotta stick around.
Go to your primary physician and listen to what they tell you. Like, it's because we're in this together now, my friends.
Go ahead.
I mean, the good news there, all right, let's focus on the positives, all right? And the positive here is, from the sounds of it, when the MMO comes out, I will be able to afford it with my social security check.
Wait, Hank, are you betting on social security being around when this comes out?
Ah, crap, we're so screwed.
So the last two lines, remember, no good or no news is good news. I don't like that line either. And then it says, thank you for believing in us and for your patience. And patience is an understatement. We have all been mugs. The fact that they haven't been being mauled for this MMO, because people, this is the interesting thing about the marketing so far. I say marketing very loosely because Hetch mentioned we haven't really gotten anything. People have not been hounding them about the MMO. People are like, hey, how's the MMO going? Ghost Crawler is still there. Oh, things are going cool. Okay, cool. We'll focus on the other projects, right? No one has been like, release this. Like, no one's yelling, release the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
We are not getting hashtag release the Snyder Cut for the MMO. People have been as reasonable as people can be online if they're real. I mean, even the bots are behaving. So,
which yeah. says a lot.
Yeah. So, like I said, Hetch has been at this point their best PR for me
yeah.
With his references.
And like, I mainly say that just because it's like, I'm also trying to talk myself away from the cliff.
Yeah.
Because specifically with these last two lines, is like, you know, the, like, again, it's just still hitting the same alarm bells because we have been making this show since the very beginning of the Legends of Runeterra card game.
Yeah. And the end of it.
And the end of it. Hang on, pour one out for the homies.
Pour one out for the homies.
But like, to that credit, like, when we started recording, like, the game was still in beta.
Yeah.
And well up before the beta, well into the beta, and from the release of the game all the way to the end of the game, Riot has been beyond transparent. And you can go listen virtually to any of our episodes
yeah.
that deal with new characters when they got dropped or deal with like our little updates with the roadmaps, where it's like we're constantly praising Riot about the fact that they were keeping us in the loop. They were letting yeah. us know what was going on and what to expect. And these last two lines is just the antithesis of what they have been doing up to this point as a company. And that is very alarming. You know, I choose to be optimistic about it because we do have examples like Final Fantasy 14 where these kinds of gigantic shakeups have been yep. okay.
Fortnite again, right?
And yep. Fortnite again. Like, you know, they it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it doesn't look good. And I think that if you can walk away,
I like
if,
that line.
If you,
yeah.
like it's like if you walk away from this episode with anything, you know, walk away with healthy skepticism, because like, yeah, like I really want this MMO to come out. I'm very much looking forward to it, but I'm not an idiot. I know that it's like this is just opening a lot of doors for mistakes and a lot of doors for things that, you know, we as the consumers don't want.
Perfectly said.
But they can do it okay. Hopefully they do.
Yeah.
But we're going to, from the looks of it, they're going to make us wait a couple of years before they tell us what it's going to look like.
Yeah, Riot, don't make us liars, because we spent over 4 years preparing for this moment. So with that, we wanted to keep this short, but you know, it's Hetch and I. It was bound to happen. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with this next episode soon. But you know what? Let us know. Let us know what you think in the comments, right? Let us know in the comments, emails, whatever, because we're interested to see outside of our bubble how people are perceiving this information. We'll also put a link to the actual Twitter post in the show notes, so if you need a link to read the whole thing, because just to remind you guys, we did summarize a lot of what we decided to touch on, so it's more elegantly written, right? It has a PR spin yeah. to it.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, that way, if there's something we missed, you can let us know when you reach out to us, and because I think this is a great opportunity for all of us to kind of put our thoughts on paper, because those are the only thoughts we're getting anytime soon.
Yep.
Yeah, but
you got something to say, you want to say to them?
No. You know, if you hung around this long, thanks so much. We love you guys. But otherwise, you know, just hang in there. We'll all play it when we're old and gray. And otherwise, take care.